It's Here and Now, and we're talking today about some of the disturbing behavior of Aaron Alexis, who seemed to be struggling with mental health issues and paranoia in the weeks before Monday's deadly rampage at the U.S. Navy Yard in D.C. A federal contractor called USIS performed the background check on Alexis, as well as on NSA leaker Edward Snowden. Danielle Ivory of Bloomberg News has been taking a look at all of this. Danielle, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Two completely different people, we should say. So let's start with Aaron Alexis, because as we were just saying, there are now even more reports coming out about how his employer, Expert Inc., this was a federal contractor, was so concerned about his behavior in Rhode Island at a Residence Inn that they actually called the hotel and said, he is unstable. We need you to check him out. Where's the disconnect? What happens if somebody is the employer? Does he already have the security clearance when he gets to them? Where's the disconnect here?
Well, Aaron Alexis had obtained his secret level clearance from the Navy in March of 2008, and that would have enabled him to get the access card that he used to get on the base. After leaving the Navy in January of 2011, he kept his clearance, and that is even with a record of arrests, a history of mental illness, and a record of military misconduct. And part of this is that his clearance was good for 10 years and wasn't subject to a reinvestigation. And this happens a lot, that someone will work for the government and obtain a clearance, and then later will leave the government and go and work for a government contractor and will keep that clearance. There have been arguments in the past that that actually helps save costs, because if someone's already been cleared, then it's assumed that they would still be able to work.
And the Associated Press has also been looking at this. They put together a study. There are 5 million Americans who have this kind of high-level security, and they found that, you know, there's breaks in the system all along the way because of what you just said. So we're clear. There's no trigger. In other words, the clearance comes and stays. It doesn't sound as if there's a reverse process externally for someone to come back into the system and say, maybe the clearance should be, you know, here's what we found. He was at the Residence Inn. Maybe you should take a second look at his clearance.
Well, I don't think it's clear that there wasn't a mechanism for that. I think what's clear is that that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
With a secret clearance, also, the reinvestigation procedures are a little bit different. For a top secret clearance, there's a reinvestigation every 5 years or so.
Mm-hmm. Well, there have been concerns before about this company, USIS, that did the clearance for Alexis. What are they?
USIS is a very interesting company. They're the top provider of investigation services for the Office of Personnel Management, which does most of the background checks for the federal government, about 90%. And there is no other company that does more of these checks than USIS. It won more than $250 million last year from the agency, and it's really risen to prominence over the last decade. What's so interesting about this company is that it was actually privatized from the government. It was originally known as U.S. Investigation Services, Inc., and in 1996, then Vice President Al Gore wanted to reduce the size of the civil service, and USIS was essentially spun off from part of the Office of Personnel Management. And the idea at the time was that the demand for clearances would decrease because the Cold War was over and the government would save money by not having full-time staff doing this work all the time. Of course, now we know, with 2020 hindsight, that clearances actually surged after the September 11th attacks. Mm-hmm. So now, as you said, about 5 million people have these security clearances, and increasingly the work has been outsourced to contractors to do the background checks. USIS was awarded, the way that they got their start is that they were awarded this non-competitive 3-year contract for investigative work with OPM, and they were granted free exclusive access to its federal computer databases, which really gave it a leg up. And that's how it became the top contractor in this area. Now, fast forward years and years later, we've gone through this with Edward Snowden, where we found that USIS did his background check, and now, about 3 months after Snowden, this horrible tragedy has happened. whether this was USIS's fault, I don't know that. The Office of Personnel Management has basically said that they stand by the investigation, that the Defense Department didn't ask for any other action. But there does seem to be a pattern of misconduct, and we know also that USIS in the past has had problems with employees falsifying records.
Hold on a second, Danielle. I'm just going to jump in a second because you've
sure.
said a lot, and we want to ask you about it. That's Danielle Ivory of Bloomberg News talking about the federal contractor USIS, which does so many, as we've just heard, so many background checks. You're listening to Here and Now if you've just tuned in. Tell us more about concerns regarding the Snowden clearance. Missouri's Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill was at a June hearing where questions were raised about USIS. Here's what she had to say.
We have also learned that USIS conducted a background investigation for Edward Snowden in 2011, part of the time period that is under review. Are we handling background investigations in our government effectively and in a way that is deserving of our trust?
But Danielle Ivory, we just want to be clear. We're speaking about both Aaron Alexis, the Navy Yard shooter, and Edward Snowden, the NSA leaker. Two very different stories here, we think. I mean, we're talking about now realizing how many voices of concern were raised about Aaron Alexis. Were voices of concern raised about Edward Snowden?
Well, obviously these are two very different men. And with Edward Snowden, it's very difficult to know whether there was something that could have predicted that he was going to leak government secrets. Whatever you think about Snowden's leak of information of the National Security Surveillance Program, setting that aside, what's come out since then is that he had this top secret access, that USIS did his clearance check, and that there may have been shortcomings, according to the Office of the Inspector General. Also, Senator Claire McCaskill said during a June hearing that USIS was under criminal investigation. So now, looking at this with a little bit of perspective, a couple of months later, this man with a history of arrests and mental illness and military misconduct kills a dozen people on a Navy base, and his security clearance helped him get on that base. And again, USIS is in the spotlight. Mm.
It's going to be interesting to see how this goes forward, because it would seem that any change would mean perhaps a hiring of more people, and that means more money, and that's something that's not going to happen right now with this Congress, spending more money. So Danielle Ivory of Bloomberg News, we will continue to take a look at this. They took a close look at USIS, and we'll link you to some of their writing at hereandnow.org. Danielle, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Brilliant Earth, committed to environmental and social responsibility with conflict-free diamond engagement rings, wedding rings, and other fine jewelry, online at brilliantearth.com. And Gentle Giant Moving Company, coordinating moves in neighborhoods across the country with locations nationwide. More at gentlegiant.com.